Yesterday, we learned Shittas Rambam, from Sochem Design with Beis, Shittas Rambam, about when you say learn al. And it came out, what was that klal? The three basic klal and come to the Rambam, right? If you're doing a mitzvah for yourself, it doesn't make a difference if it's chayva or not, you say learn. Right? If it's chayva or if it's not chayva, you say learn. If you're doing a mitzvah for someone else, you're shliach, then you say al. So a person doing mila for his son, says lomo. If you're doing mila for someone else's son, you say ala mila. And then you have something called the shus. Right? Something called the shus. And that the Rambam said you say al. Those are the three klalim according to the Rambam. So mila, you say al if you're doing a mitzvah for someone else, if you're doing a mitzvah to shus. What's called shus? Rambam said, what's called shus? Rambam said, mitzvah b'chal, you don't need to do shchita. Kisadam, and what was the third one?
Maybe Abba
Kanfor. No, no, no.
So there's one more though.
No.
Abba Kanfor.
The Shchita. Shchita, you don't need to do Shchita, never told you to eat, right? Kisadam, and?
Titi.
No, it wasn't it.
What?
Amen.
Amen.
Erev.
There's one more. Yeah, Yashua says it's Erev. And he is... No. Can you do that? Those are the three that the Rambam says are called Rishus. Right? So the Rambam is called Rishus, meaning something which Bechlal nobody asked you to do. Right? Nobody asked you Bechlal to eat meat, so you don't need to shet. Shetting just to get rid of a bayah of even an achai. If you design just to get rid of a bayah of yadayim atzmeis, if you don't want to eat, don't eat. And Kisadam is a little bit tricky. The Kisadam is a continuation of the Shechita. So it's not just Shechita, it's Gano Chiyav, so that as well.
But once you've done the Shechita, then there is an application to do. Right, that's why
Kisadam Lecher is difficult, because once you've done Shechita, you do have a Chiyav, which is a little bit, that they ask it. The Kisadam is just, really just a continuation of the Maita Shechita. Not the Shechita was called Rishus, so Kisadam.
Would you have,
this
does don't separate
Rata, but
it's a continuation.
Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Kisadam is a bit tricky.
Did you leave one out?
Oh, so that was a question that Yossi's asking. That was a question which was asked yesterday. If you're washing your hands for bread on Shabbos, then, then you still have to do it. So how can we call it Rishus? How can we call it Rishus? Which is a very valid question. Very valid question. You have to say that Chazal weren't mechalik. Generally, it's a Rishus, therefore they kept it the same as the Chavrach. Generally, it's a Rishus, they kept it the same way. A big question on the Rambam is a process from the Maitre. What brach do you make for Aprosh Shemitz Maitis? Anyone have a rye in Shittas Rambam? What brach do you make on Shemitz Maitis? Mordechai, what do you say? What brach do you make on Shemitz Maitis?
I put it as al, but I put it as al because, you know, he doesn't have to be a farmer.
Oh, I can't hear you. Mordechai, I apologize, you're on mute. Say again.
Oh. No, I put that aside, but I was wondering before, I think we missed a category, because you had, if you're doing it just for yourself, if you're doing it just for somebody else, and if you're doing something which is very sure. But Rambam also has another category. If you're doing it for yourself and somebody else, then it depends whether you're chayiv.
If you're doing it for yourself and for someone else, depends on the right. Quite right. That's Rambam. There's four categories. You're quite right. 100%. But what's the Rambam hold by Shemitz and Maizu?
I wrote Al.
I don't want yeses. What's the Rambam? Anyone have a rhyme or Rambam hold? It would help if you have the Rambam in front of you. You probably don't anymore. Or you do. Maybe I can. What's the Rambam hold by? He talks about it. The Rambam himself writes it. That's why.
I'm
if you're mafish shuma, you say la hafish. Right. That's very difficult. Because it's very difficult. Because the Hafiz Shuma is Pashto is the same as in Tzidus Adayim. Hafiz Shuma is like Shchita. You're shechting all the sweet meat. You're being Hafiz Shuma in order to eat the Tzvor.
But
it's
not so.
In one sentence, which,
I mean, the Rambam says, "Hibri Shuma Adam
Avarach." Right, right. Isn't the Rosh Hashanah Maisons the same as Shita? They only shechting in order to eat. Only being mafish in order to eat. Saying,
but meat you don't have to eat. But it's impossible not to eat. Bread and fruit and vegetables, a person can't live without it in a normal kind of thing. You have to have bread. You have to have bread.
Rice from India.
You have to have bread.
Yeah, rice from India you can manage very well.
You get vegetables from India as well.
Yeah, vegetables from India. You can get vegetables from Qatar. It's not so critical to be half as strong as the rice. The other thing is saying, no, because... Because of Chavusa. The Chavusa is two Tirutsim. Which one do you want to say? Three Tirutsim. Which one do you go with?
All three.
All three Tirutsim. Okay, so the question is asked on the Rambam, what's Pshat on the Rambam? Hare, the Rambam, the Chavusa should say Tushus, and yet he said Yisila. And the answer...
The Rambam says, let yourself out to somebody else.
Right, that's the Rambam Shit. If you do it for yourself, you say, if you do it for someone else, you say, ah. Oh. And yet, when it comes to Rishus, the Tzitzadayim, Shita, you say, oh. So, what are we going to do about that? So, one teretz which Yeshua mentioned was that there's a chiyuv on every person to be makrish, so that somebody shouldn't be nichsha.
Right?
I mean, there's both the Shita, which you could just leave and not eat meat, but if you have produce, it's Chazok al-Chaveh. Chazok al-Chaveh shaloi. He's only died that day. You can be sure he was not his chosen mate. Because Chatzin Shalom not to be mashal anymore. So therefore, says Yeshua, and I was actually an answer which I thought of some years ago, that same thing that Rambam was told, that a prosha chosen mate is more of a chayva. More of a chayva. Because it's only, you have to do it in order to stop somebody from being nifshel. Okay, it was a nice turn. So let's...
Why do you have to have produce? You don't need to have produce.
If you have produce. Like, if you have a house, you have to put on mezuzah. And if you're wearing a baggage, you have to put on tzitzit. Mm-hmm. And if you have produce, you have to be makash.
And also the Rambam says makash. It was the same thing. You don't have to have a house or the roof. But if you're doing this to somebody else as a nifshel, why isn't that considered for somebody else? Why is that considered for you?
No. I'm doing it for myself. I've got a chiyuv to be mafresh to stop somebody else from being nifshel. When the Rambam talks about doing it for someone else, it means I'm doing it for someone else, meaning that I'm saying, it's his mitzvah, and I'm doing it as his shliach. Then you say, oh. So let's try and make a bit of a cheshbon, go through the list, and we'll work out the halacha, how we paskim. And we'll see the certain exceptions which we have to work out as we go along as well, and we'll some of them we'll just leave open, and some of them we'll permit come up with some help. So let's start. The first one on the list is the Zikas Chametz. So what's the rehold? What brach do you make on Zikas Chametz? Oh, very good. How do you know? Because the Gemara says Al, right? The Gemara says you say Al Zikas Chametz. So, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, all say you say Al, right? Shaila is, why do you say Al? That's the Shaila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the reason why you say Al is because it takes a long time. No, why do you say Al?
You start with it one day and you finish the next day.
Ben Tam says if it's meant to take
some
time,
it's
if it should take a long time, then you say la.
So why do it? What's
the past?
You've already done it. I mean, you've done it.
I haven't done it. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. So I'm saying, Kundra Benetam, why do you say Al? Kundra Benetam, why do you say Al? That means, although we know what the halacha is, we need to understand the reason for it. Why do you say Al, according to Rabbeinatam, if it's the Maisa, it takes a long time? Very good. Right? To show the Thomas Chacham. Kundra Benetam, this was an example when we say Al, just to show you are Thomas Chacham. Now you ate with Al. But left, it could have been Levi.
How does Shire
look at the five to like the Chanukiah? Like the what do you want to do? Say Al and the Chanukiah?
No, not a problem. About actions that we do, so we base it on, so I should show that I'm a Thomas Chacham.
We can't have that guy, man. This is a Chacham.
I'm sure all of it, like, it's
not appropriate. Yeah, have to be careful not to be initial and going, but could be. What's your styling about locks?
No, but I like to change the weight for every day.
Right.
You don't have to go. I like to do it.
You don't have to.
I decided the Shabbos, I'm not going to change the Shabbos.
You show the Shabbos, I'm going to do the Mitzvah.
And
right.
Also, you're not going to change the period.
That's fine. Very good. Thanks.
Okay. I'm thinking about offering learning to say, okay, I can do that.
Fine. At least you're thinking. So that's the first one. I mean, a Tam says, you say, I'll be Kisramas. Why? We saw, in order to show you a Talmud Chacham. That's the only reason why. According to the Ran, it's not on the list, but according to the Ran, why do you say I'll? Because you could do Ali Deshliach.
Riva
and the Ran are the same idea. Riva, the Ran, a lot of Rishonim. They could do that initially, yeah. According to the Rambam, you can summon the chiyuv on yourself. So, and you're doing it for yourself. So what brought you, mate?
Al. It should be
la. So why do you say al? Because you already did bittul already earlier. Hey, Bernal, do you want to eat good kasha?
Yeah.
What happens if somebody does Bedikas Chometz on Pesach? What bracha do you make? He didn't do Bedikas Chometz before Amity. He came on Pesach, like we saw one. Okay, he came on Pesach. Came back on Pesach. What bracha would you make according to...
According to what you're saying now, it seems to be you should maybe say Levi'er.
Huh? No, you've got Chiyuv to do Bedikas Chometz to make sure there's no Chometz to get burned. You've got chiyuv to make it to do the Bedikas Chometz.
Even though you did already,
Yeah, but that's because you might come to eat it.
What?
Chazal mechayiv to do the Bedikas Chometz, because you might come to eat it.
So
what bracha would you make?
It seems to be the question, based on what you're saying, you should say Levayah, not Le.
Very good. The Rambam Pei Gimel of Hilchos Chometz, you can check out, I'm not making this up. The Rambam Pei Gimel of Hilchos Chometz talks about somebody who does the Bedikas Chometz on Pesach, and he says you make a bracha. Now, why would it say you make a bracha le? Why? There's a chiyuv to do it, and you haven't done bittul yet because you can't do bittul now. On Yom Tov, you can't do bittul; it's too late. And therefore, you should make le. When the Rambam says you say al,
he still says al.
You say al. So the question is, why on earth should you say al? But you can't because it's an Yom Tov. It's too late.
What's beforehand?
He didn't do anything before. He woke up after a long operation. He didn't do anything before. Absolutely nothing before. So what about the team? He said you make Allah. The question is why? You shouldn't make Allah. You should make Allah.
Because
the Gemara says so. So because the Gemara says so. We're trying to understand the Kuntz Rama. Why it should be like that? No, I don't got a good suggestion. So Yossi, beforehand, Yossi said the Teret, the Rambam holds you don't make chilukim in brachas. Don't make chilukim in brachas. If since it's normally al, so you always say al.
But he didn't make
chilukim
all the time.
But the problem is, the Rambam does make a chilukim. We have a mila. The Rambam says a chilukim if it's for... If it's for your son, then you make left. If it's
your son,
then you say
out. But maybe here it's different because you don't want him to learn that next year he'll say le instead of out. Because normally you're going to do Bidikas comments before Pesach. So that you'll have to say out. So it's all in the same brocha, you don't want to make a chiluk. But if you're doing it for different purpose in a different kind of way, maybe there you could make a chiluk.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you, Bernard. Bernard, you heard me?
Yeah.
I heard the test. Bernard won't say it's a mixture for next year. If you say al, then next year you'll say al. If you say la, then next year you'll say al. And he's similar. I hear. The Tzlach and the Yeshua's Yaakov asked this kasha. And the Tzlach says that the reason is that by Mina Daska, because it's for two different people. I'm doing Mila to my son, I'm doing Mila to somebody else's son, on behalf of someone else. There the Rambam doesn't mind changing Lutz HaBrocha. When it's for the same guy, he's doing Zika today, or he's doing Zika tomorrow, or he's doing Zika another time, since it's for the same guy, the Rambam doesn't want to change it. Yeah, very similar to what you're saying. Yeah, you're saying, it's a Mishnah, he's saying because of Lo Yiflu. He's saying because of Lo Yiflu. I mean, the Rambam saying that since if you would be doing it for yourself, and you're doing it for yourself, and you're doing it now, or you're doing it in 2 days' time, you're not going to make chiluk between brachas. So it comes out, comes to the Rambam, as you make a bracha, very clearly, you make a bracha, al biyochomet, whatever, even if it's throughout the yom tov, you make al biyochomet. Very good. Okay, let's move on. What's Shitta Shulchan Aruch? Shitta Shulchan Aruch is obviously stay al, because that's what everyone holds. There's no doubt about that. So you obviously say al. Okay, what's the next case? Birchatoya is a little bit trickier, somewhat. Birchatoya is machlokes Ashkenazim Sfadim. Let's work out slowly through the Rambam and through the Mishnah that we've learned. No, who can tell me? According to the places, comes up in the town. What bracha would you make?
Le.
You'd make le. Right, why? Yaakov, why do you think you should make le?
Because
it's a long, it's got a long time. It's open. Right, it's open always. So you say le. That's the very possible. The Rambam actually says, you say, oh. The Rambam's in Peg Zayin Yachas Tefillah. He says, you say, oh. Because the mitzvah's an old mitzvah. Already started the mitzvah. So already started the mitzvah from yesterday, the day before. So therefore the Rambam says...
What about me? Isha bo yama v'layla?
Yeah, that's right. So the mitzvah's every day. Mitzvah's every day. That's the Rambam's shit about that. The mitzvah... So here, there's all one long mitzvah.
Right.
Well, if you started already, he said by Lulu, since you started already, I said.
Oh, you have to, he's saying you have to stay off because you've already started.
Yeah. So now I'm being banged by Russell Taylor, it's a bit of a
mistake. The point is that you already started, but you haven't finished it yet, so that's why
you haven't finished it, but you already started. Okay, and I might finish Shulchan Aruch. There's 2 days Shulchan Aruch holds you say Al Divrei Torah, that's like Shulchan Rambam, and there are more. Ashkenazim say last in the debater. So we hold like Rabbi Nathan, and the might we have Shitas Rambam about that. Halel, what would you say about Halel? What book do you make for Halel?
Likud
for Halel. Halel. Why do you say Likud for Halel? Why do you say Likud?
Because
in the middle we say Hoyd Lashem Kippur, right? So what are you saying all the time? Because?
No, doesn't the Rambam say Ligmor? Follow Shalom, the Rambam says you say Ligmor.
Yeah, Ligmor and Likris. We say we'll learn, not how. Why do we say La? So we're saying don't have any time because it's a break in the middle of the Hidla Hashem Gitoy, right? That's one halach in Rabbi Natan. Why comes the Rambam, do we say Likroy or Ligmoy? He's reading it for himself. If he's reading it for himself, if he's reading it for himself, if he's reading it for somebody else, then he would say, ah. If you're reading it for himself, we say, learn. And that's how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch as well. Shulchan Aruch, he's asking to say Likroy. So very good. If you say Likroy, but you're saying it for yourself as well. Rambam says, if you're saying it for yourself and for someone else, then you say Likroy. Because the Chayva. Okay, I'm not going to let you work out. Prosh is Maestas. What would be the halacha? Come to Rabbeinu Tam. Mm-hmm. Prosh is Maestas. No, come to Rabbeinu Tam. Al. Here's the first machlokes we have. The first machlokes is Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Now what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Al. Why? Because it's very clear defined mitzvah.
The second one. The first machlokes is Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, okay, you're right, for a different reason. Yeah. And according to Rambam, what do you make an approach to the Tzmaitis? This is clearly a Tela Hafsh. Now here we get a glimpse how Shulchan Aruch passes. Does Shulchan Aruch pass like Tzmaitis, like the Ram, or does he pass the night of Rambam?
I mean, the Rambam probably goes like the Rambam, and the Ramah probably goes like Rabbi Natan.
Yes. Here we get a glimpse how it really is. Because you would have thought that we've got a lot of Rishonim who say, any mitzvah you can do on his day is Shliach. You say Al. And you have places who says, any mitzvah that's not long, you say Al. And therefore, we would have thought La Locha, you pass an Al. But it's not true. La Locha, we pass an half is Trumas Amaisis. The half is Trumas Amaisis. And that is, we follow Sofanach and Ramon. Paskin like the Rambam. This is Yerideya to Mishin Chavchet. In Yerideya, Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rambam. So here we have a big Gilui. The Rambam is the man for Halach. In our Halach. So the Rambam holds, you say the Hafish, Shum is the Maestas. Why? Because the Mitzvah which is Chiv on me. If I'm doing it for myself. If I'm doing it for someone else, Rambam would say, you say Al. If you're doing it for yourself, you say Le Hafish, Shum is the Maestas.
We know the riffle all the same way.
We don't know what the riffle is. We don't speak about it. The whole subject's not discussed by the riffle. Chanukah lights. What brought you to make a Chanukah? Lahadlik. Why Lahadlik? You come to Rabbeinu Tam. Why Lahadlik?
You do it for...
It extends.
It extends. You need an entire half hour.
We want to clarify that.
Uh-huh.
The window of doing it is long, the same.
There's an Indian doctor to make it long.
To make the candle.
The candle.
You're
okay
like this.
What? Yeah, you're okay in a second. But there's an Indian doctor to keep it alive for a long time. Although you're okay in 20 seconds, there's an Indian doctor to keep it alive for a long time. So since there's an Indian to keep it alive for a long time, that's also called a shiva. It means you can be okay for 5 minutes. It's a bigger, better mitzvah if it's on for half an hour. So mainly that's an Indian of Shihui, and therefore you say La Hadlik.
Would it not be maybe that it needs to burn for a long time, actually a regimen I shook, and it should really burn for longer, and you have a mitzvah for much longer? You're in half an hour, but you maybe got a mitzvah for a much longer time.
Yeah. And I was saying 5 minutes, you're even for 20 seconds. My son lit the candles, his lights in Yeshiva on Erev Shabbos, and they blew out, most of them, and one of them lasted, but blew out even before Shabbos. So there wasn't even a light when it was dark, but he's ate the mitzvah, so he is, because I'd love to mitzvah. So, like a Ben was saying, a Bada, there's more person than that if it stays alive the whole time, and more of a chilish to stay alive the whole time. And therefore, it's called Shiv, because the Indian, it should be a light for as long as possible. Yeah?
By Shabbos?
Shabbos.
Shabbos, why don't we say the woman should say Al, and since she lights first.
Oh, I see, I thought you were saying because you're Shia, please. Okay, so since she lights first,
she's already lit the candles, so she's already been... and then she pulled in her eyes, covering her eyes. According to us, it should be out. She's not part of the mitzvah. She had in mind the chatzila that the lighting would be, and the other one should be over on something, but she's not part of the mitzvah. She's maybe the second of the mitzvah.
I hear the question you're asking that, I'd love to say Shabbos, since we light first, so I can say no. You've already been mechanic on this. I'd love to say Shabbos, you're asking that. So it's three long in the list, but yeah, I hear. Stop? I hear. I have to work that one out. Trilat Isha. Tfilas Isha, what Bracha would you make? Tfilas, Bashav, come to the Rambam, also because he's doing it, what would be for the Rambam? Why Al?
Oh, why Al?
Yeah, what would be for the Rambam?
Why
Al?
Depends on what
she's
doing.
What?
She's doing this.
What? Why Al then? Shabila.
No, no, right. So it's probably not obligated to do it still in Rishus because she doesn't have obligation of pure
this is an ending of Rishus. Because the Mishnah says it's like she's playing Tfilas Isha.
Really?
You know,
she doesn't have to have relations. She's only just right.
Just to make herself target. So maybe no, that's the
good thing. But she's gone to a marriage, you know, agreement. She has an obligation.
No, it's not an obligation on him to give her. It's not up to her now.
And that's the day it's still Rishus.
Not she thinks she walk around and leave the topic thing and stuff, like the issue, especially during the time of this, but maybe you want to see her in the book.
No. Still, it's just an Indian to get rid of a baya. She doesn't want to be misogynist. She could stay in a room all day locked up. She doesn't want to. She wants to be able to go out. So Mela, she says, Al. And that's the halacha of paskins, right? So you say, Al, even according to the Rambam. We pass out the Rambam. So even according to the Rambam, you say, Al HaTfila. Al HaTfila is game. What would you say? What brought would make a Tfilas game?
Also said Nikubon.
Very good. Well, Taisa says Nitva, Taisa doesn't talk about Tfilas. Taisa said Litva?
Yeah.
Taisa said Litva?
Litva is the game.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No.
That's what Mila.
Oh, sorry.
What's the difference between
Mila and that? So, we'll see. The context is, why do we say, Al? Right, it's got a very clear definition, a defined act, and therefore you say, Al. That taste is going in a bit of poppy. In Alotha, any clear defined act does one dance, you say, Al. And according to the Rambam, what bracha do you make on Tfilas Game?
It's a Rishus. Because it's not a Tfilas on him. He's not a Jew yet. He doesn't have a Tfilas of anything. Oh,
when do you make the bracha on Tfilas Game?
Afterwards.
And therefore, since you already dipped, you make Al. Uh-huh. In the past.
But he doesn't actually come again. That's a Rishus.
Why do you want bracha at all?
Because he was Mekayim and Indian, I'm
tipping. Well, he said it, the only time you can say about after or yesterday, if you want, if I were to be kind, little bit, and so
right.
I got to say about now I remember, and I did the book, and I said, no.
Right.
I said, so why here? If you're not going to do it again, why didn't you say about
right. So you're asking, if you've already done mitzvah, how can you make a bracha? We said yesterday you can't. The answer is, a mitzvah that you weren't able to make a bracha beforehand, unable, because in this case it was a goy beforehand, then the place of the bracha is afterwards. If you're unable to make the bracha beforehand, you can make the bracha afterwards. Because that is one example. If we ignore the drying of the hands, it's one example where you're unable, your hands are tommy beforehand, then you can make the bracha afterwards. If Bernard, you were asking something, so I missed you.
Isn't for Philip Gayim, it's a Rishus. You don't have to become a gear.
I'll sing this. Once somebody's done Mila, what do you do, right? Mila and Tfila. Is it Tfila and Mila? Mila and Tfila. I think Mila and Tfila.
Mila and Tfila.
Once he's done that, so he already has to finish off his gaze process. So it's a bit hard to say. Tom, yeah. Tfila's Kalim, This will be quite straightforward. Let's see this, Kalim.
Okay, how about Phyllis Gairim? Al, or Le?
Al. Yeah.
Al Devine, and Al the Shush.
Kalim. You don't have to say Volokris, and if you want to use it, therefore it's only, it's Al, and it doesn't take a long time, and you can do it in a Shliach, and that's why Shulchan Aruch Paskins, they say Al is for Tzvi.
Yeah, there's times where we have to.
When you have to say Volokris.
When there is a
Bishamis Mitzvah. Bishamis
Mitzvah? We
don't have to use them.
You don't have to use them.
Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam, you say Al. Obviously, it comes out in a time, because it doesn't have a long time for doing it.
Fine.
And according to Rambam, right, it comes with Rambam, he says clearly you say Al. But why? Because it's a Rishus. This was a hard one. Why is it called a Rishus? Why is there a security discreet?
You can become a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. You can become a vegetarian if you want it.
Once you've accepted. But once you've accepted, then you have to do it. That's the difficulty on this. This is the difficulty. Say that. A difficulty that's addressed. It's not like we're making wrong mistakes.
But the whole thing, we look at it as one thing.
Of a sutra.
Hello?
Right. That's the answer. Yeah. Leish of a sutra. What about to make a leish of a sutra? And why? Why lama? To come to a bit of time. Because it takes a lot, you can spend as long as you can in there. So you make it easy. And to come to the Rambam.
It's a chiyuv on himself.
You're doing it for yourself.
It's a chiyuv. No, it's a
And therefore,
you can't do by Shliach as well. Right. So Nishmaya Kusayfa, what would you say? Why is this because it's a break in between from when we blow and then we have the brachot, the Shmein Esrei, Amida, whatever it's called, and it comes to the Rambam, you're doing it for yourself, and that's how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch as well.
If
you're only doing it for someone else, you would make Al Shmei Esrei.
How can you?
I'm blowing for them. There is the Kishiv Mashiach coming. I don't know. So for now, I don't bring down this one. Okay, I hear. I still don't
know.
I can't
remember
what we're
talking about. You blow someone else.
Yeah, for women. For men, that you could. Right, okay. Where are we holding? We're moving on. We're moving on now to Mezuzah. Mezuzah? Yeah, Mezuzah. No, what would you say? Likva. Why? Even though the act is a very short act, right? But since you're living in this house as long as you can, it's Lamed, and the Rambam, of course, because you're doing it for yourself, and it's called a Einu Choyver, it's not Rishus, therefore you say Likvoya, and if you're doing it for yourself, if you're doing it for somebody else, you say Altria. If you're doing it for yourself, you say Likvoya, and that's just Shulchan Aruch.
Between that and Shakti, because the Rav said you can live in a home here.
Right. But yeah, once you're living in a house, you've got absolute chiyuv about them. There's no once I want me to have a chiyuv to shach. Wanting me doesn't create a chiyuv to shach. Not wanting to, I'm living in this house. Now at this moment, I've got a chiyuv on me.
Right, but if he's living in a house, then there is.
Right. So it, since he's in the house, he has a chiyuv now. You're right, he didn't have to be in the house, but once he's in the house, he has a chiyuv Mila. A baby. What bracha? So we know. Kunzah Rabbeinu Tam, you make al hamila. Kunzah Rambam, what do we make? Depends who it is. If it's av, Rabbeinu Tam, lomo. If it's somebody else, you say al hamila. And Shulchan Aruch paskin like that. Makes difference who it is, and this triggers a whole bunch of kashas. If Shulchan Aruch makes a chiddush about who it is, then why over here does he? And not by Poshut Shemus Maisus, and not by Mizuzah. Nowhere does any mention that if you're doing it for yourself, you do this. If you do it for someone else, you do something else. Only by Miras who will dance such a thing. The Gemara spoke about by Miras. So let's learn from that to everyone else. This is a cast on Sokhanov. Sokhanov doesn't make a chiddush about Poshut Shemus Maisus, there's no chiddush. Say, laugh, it's nice, even, sounds like even if you're doing it with someone else.
Well, can you read the two falafels together and say,
we'll learn one to the other. That is what the Oz Nizbu, he did. He says that he learned one from the other, and therefore, come to Shavanach, and all the other cases, you'd also make such a chilam.
Exactly.
That is true. And Ramah Ramaita says, you always say Aramina, even if it's doing it for someone else. Ramah doesn't hold like the Rambam on this point. It doesn't make a difference who you do it, even if you do it for yourself,
right.
You always say Al-Amila. And that's the Minig Ashkenaz that we pass him. It comes in Ramah, you always say Al-Amila.
Well, because, again,
it's
a different
reason. No, but you pass him out of Ibn Tamir. You pass him out of Rambam. We had a right point. My first assumption is nicest.
Right.
We say, look, even though it's a quick thing. So we pass him out of Rambam. But yet, this chiluk, to make a chiluk between the scholars and brochers about who does it, that we don't agree with Ramah.
So then it really seems to be more of a kasha on Ramah, or on,
So Ramah holds that we don't make a chilukim on brachas. Since generally, it's you're doing it for someone else, it's alamina, therefore we keep it always as alamina. And that's how we pass on the maitre for that. Okay, Makeh, it shouldn't be so... Midas game, what bracha would you make? It's a fast act, he's making Al-Mila, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But that what you're thinking of Tosfos is going with Asaf Poppy, who said that you should never say Al, unless you're really against the war. And therefore he said you should stay long unless I give. But the contrary of Rabbeinu Tam, we pass out a proper, you can always say Al. So therefore, if it's a short act, you say Al. And if you would be doing it for game, according to the Rambam, what would you say? You would say Lamo, because you've got Chiv.
Right.
So here, another Nachman, another Machloik, is between and short, and all Paschans like Rambam. So you say Lamo.
What's the Rambam say?
No, it keeps the same. Lamo.
Why the Rambam doesn't say it, you do it for somebody else?
Because it's your mitzvah, not somebody else's.
He can do it for himself.
Just hold
it
there.
Who
should do it himself? One thing, you must say. Who should do it himself? The guest?
I'm saying Avraham Avinu did himself, Amila. So you don't have to be the one to do it.
Oh, so who should have done it for Avraham Avinu? There's no answer. No, you're right. Avraham Avinu did it himself. Avraham Avinu was already in its tavi. Because Hashem told him to do it. He was mechuyev b'dam. What the Avraham Avinu do? Avraham Avinu do when he did his midah? No, it's done. Why couldn't the Rambam? It's my chiyev. My chiyev. Yeah, she told him to do it. Right. The Ramadha says you make al for kids because since if you do other kids you say al, therefore you always say al.
Keep
consistency.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Long as again, it's always long.
Consistency will trump the logic of the field
or not. Right. Okay. Okay. Some of these I just want to go a bit quicker through just so we should get them clear. With Marker, seems quite straightforward. You say last place.
Why do you make a bracha on making him the market?
Some say you don't make a bracha on something which is just to prevent danger. And it could be that's why, you don't want to make a bracha, yeah? It's just to prevent danger, therefore it could be that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down.
Does the Rambam bring it down to the Halakha?
Yes, the Rambam does.
That's why Shulchan Aruch
won't
bring
it
down
to
the Rambam.
Yeah, nachon.
It's machlokes about
the kind of...
There better time would say, lo, on Maka?
Well, I mean, some would say, la, on Maka. That's what Kovin Asanel said, the least shame. Matzah. What would you say on Matzah? Seems poshut. No, Anachil is Matzah. Why? Why is it poshut?
That's
eating.
Why?
It comes to the Rambam, you should say, Lechel Matzah, you should say, Alachilis Matzah. The Rambam is the first, big, Chet, so if it's going to Matzah, then you say, Alachilis Matzah.
Is there a Gemara? Is there a Mishnah that says that's the problem that you have? Because Mishnah asks is a Kasha.
And Aminezer says that once you've picked up the matzah, you say al. So you already started the mitzvah. Picked up the matzah to eat it. So you already started.
So don't put it in the
mitzvah. We don't have a common Pesach. So what are we meant to do? We don't. But what about now this?
No rules.
No, that's how many names are Yechaim Tov Kuf Lamed Hei. So, I prefer to leave this kasha unanswered, because Mishnah asked as a kasha, doesn't have a teretz. And Ravid asked as a kasha, and doesn't have a teretz. So, it's a strong kasha on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it should be Le, and we say Al. That's the kasha, otherwise in Shofan Al, we're asking Al on it. Mikri Megillah, what do you say, Mikri Megillah? Al. Why Al?
One configuration, no breaks.
No breaks. And what about it still come to the Rambam? It should be Likra. The Rav asked on the Rambam, why do we say La? Why do we say Al? The Rav asked on the Rambam, the Rav is there. Asked on the Rambam, why do you say Al? If the Rav is there, that's what we say. We say Al. So I want to take us into our Bonon. I don't know if that's a good territory. But the Mikra Megillah, we say Al, even according to the Rambam. The question is why? There is a discussion on the Rambam. Let's discuss in the Rambam. Moray, what would you say? The same Baya. Yeah, you say Al, but that is why you say Al. You should say La. The Rambam says you say Al. Why should you say Al? You should say La. Oh, but Allah, what we say?
Same
as Mas. Exactly the same thing. So, we've got another six or so to get through. Tefillas Lulav. No? All right. And you picked it up. Yeah, it's been a long time, but you picked it up. Next Shabbos, what would you say? Le, why? It's got a long time.
Huh?
It's got a long time. Right? See, it's over.
Oh.
No, now we have to think of it. See, it's over. I'll do it. See, it's over.
Le.
Le?
Three
is over, no? Oh, I, I'll.
You already started.
It's a long time to do it, yeah?
The Shia is if you continue with
Mark. What about the Rambam,
though?
What about if you do the Rambam?
You already started it the night before, the day before, the week before.
Depends on how
you hold
it, if it's one
big continuous. So the Rambam says, those Yelki were like, the Rambam, because the mission says, you say, oh, because you already bought the Oyman.
He says what?
You already bought the Korban Oyman. You already bought the Korban Oyman. And that's how he's asking, say, I'll choose the Oyman.
The Rambam also says that?
Yes. Because the mission says, because you already bought the Oyman. So, Erevin, what was it, Erevin?
What about Erevin or Tom?
Obviously. What? For what? For Sisa Omer?
Yeah.
Erevin?
No, for Sisa Omer.
Because it doesn't take a long time. If every day is a separate mitzvah. If you say that it's one long mitzvah, then you're going to get the oil. Yeah? If, it's, if you learn that every day is a separate mitzvah, got written down, it must have had a raya, the Rabbeinu Tam holds it say al. But I'd have to look and see where my raya was from. Erevin, okay, al, right? Why? Because there's a mitzvah to do it, that's what you were saying, although he doesn't have to try that case, but that's true. Pidyan Aben, no? Pidyan Aben? Oh, so Pidyan Aben, what would you say?
I said Rambam said well.
Why is it fixed? What did Rambam say?
The
Rambam says this. Listen to this. The Rambam says, if you do it for yourself, to be poised of yourself, you say la. If you do it to be poised of your son, you say al.
Does that mean the Torah say that you should redeem yourself? Why is it should?
You don't have to do it. If you do it to be paid to yourself, you say la. If you do it to be paid to your son, you say al. What's pshat? So I when you do mila, when you do it for your son, you say la. Comes the Rambam. The reason is because some explain in the Rambam holds there's no fear for me to do my son. The reason why I do my son is because my son can't do it for himself. He's a baby. And the chiyuv is on myself, then. Once the kid grows up, it moves on to the kid. So the chiyuv is not on the father. So it's like a shliach for somebody else. And the Rambam holds, if you do it for someone else, you make al. When you're doing it for your son, you say al, pidyan aben. You're doing it for yourself, you say, leptoitis atni. And that's how Shofanah passes by the Rambam.
Does the Pasuk say that the child should be himself?
You should do your son. That's all the Pasuk says.
Says you should do your son. So that sounds like it's the
way to the father. Right. That's what you would have thought. Yeah. Rambam is telling us that's not sound the Pasuk. Chol b'chol b'nechol tifteh is talking about Klal Yisrael. Every oldest child has to have had pidyon aben. Has to have pidyon aben. Not a chiyuv on the father, but the reason why the father does it means the father machriv to do it just in order to help his son out. Not the father's mitzvah. A lot of Torah, if that's true. But that's just someone explained. So, four more, and then we're done. Tzitzis. What is it, my tzitzis? List artis. Right. I do not know why you make a rock on mitzvah tzitzis. You have to talis cotton. I do not know that one. Why should we make Rafa al mitzvah sisters if it's a talis cotton, at least atif if it's a talis gold?
Yeah.
I don't know the difference. I don't understand that. There is such a thing. Shechita, you say al, because either it's shosu doesn't take a long time. Fill in, We saw the etzim, you should say la the whole time, but because it's two brachas, Chazal made it a bit varied. So you say al and lehaniach, or lehaniach and then al. And it comes to Rambam, you say lehaniach, because he's doing it for yourself. Obviously, there's no shlichus and such a thing. And the last one is kir seifa. Not sure what this, what, I don't know what this is, sorry. Never heard of kir seifa. So let's leave the last one out, I don't know what I'm saying. Let's flatten that one.
So that's
the
shita though. Rambam would hold that it's all, but except for the Pesach,
what
he holds it
to the most? Yeah, it's Kotsum Kotsum Kotsum. Listen, yeah, sorry. So you see there's more messages than that. Okay, let's
so then, if he makes that feeling there, why don't we make it elsewhere, where he said that he still... Where was it?
On the current, what would you say?
I don't know what the bracha you make when you move to.
Why isn't the chilek on tzitzis the same as the chilek on tefillin?
A tefillin, you're doing two mitzvahs. So the chilek wanted to vary the bracha. But by tzitzis, no two mitzvahs.
Well, you're wearing armor kamposh and then you're mitzvahs with the kalash gadol. Aren't those two mitzvahs?
Instituted to make two brachas. You only make one brother, Jeff. So it's on the big one. If you don't have a talent, got it. Your child, yeah? Your child makes a brother. I'm a citizen. I'm not sure why.
What about other results? They don't say it's from. Even if there's a long break between. Like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning to learn. Or whatever the time is, you know, they deal with.
And
that you can't put on
a color. Yeah, that's the minute. The minute is done.
It's
the minute.
How many times
okay, let's do
that. Let's say when you shout, you go and ask that and you shout and have it for like, let's say, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yes, yeah, then
you say,
right. So, we want to do Bev Chazar. We've been spending a long time. I don't need necessarily to go through all the shit again. I do want to make it, we've got the Gemara clear. We start from Omer Rav Yudah, Abedik Tosh Yivorich, is at the bottom of the Omer Zayin Amad Aleph, Abedik Tosh Yivorich, 3 lines up from the bottom, until the Hirschal Biachomi, to go through, Gemara Rashi Tosis, get it clear, and we have to share, we shall move on after that. We have a little section afterwards, it's a very easy Gemara, which we learned in Abed Tachim, let's spend the time doing Chazor now. From Omer Rav Yudah, Abedik Tosh Yivorich, until the Hirschal, to remember, what the opinions of the Poppy and Papa are, and we'll take it from there further. Okay, we saw the good time to start the service and start finishing service.
So, we up until the
Hirschel
Tzitzis, about all of the work.
Yes, and then if you want, you can go on a little bit further as well until the next results.